Do Not Resist Salvation's Invitation, March 13. Today if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Who will describe to you the lamentations that will arise when, at the boundary line that parts time and eternity, the righteous judge will lift up his voice and declare, "It is too late. Long have the wide gates of heaven stood open, and the heavenly messengers have invited and entreated, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." But at length the mandate goes forth, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still." The heavenly gate closes, the invitation of salvation ceases. In heaven it is said, "It is done." Such a time is not far distant. I plead with you to make sure work for eternity, to lay hold on the hope set before you in the gospel. Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for if you merely seek, you will not be able. The world is loaded down with the curse that sin brings. It is literally deluged with sin, with violence and corruption, as in the days of Noah. And yet at this fearful period of our world's history many are asleep. They cease to make efforts to become Christians. Self-gratification and carnal security still imperil the eternal welfare. Is not this foolhardy? Satan's followers may call it honorable, praiseworthy, to manifest that independence of mind that will lead you to regard with indifference your former instructions and make you think you have found a better way. As you listen to these suggestions, you are becoming hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. What shall worldly pleasures avail you when all the world shall be overwhelmed as was Sodom and destroyed like Gomorrah? These cities are set forth as examples to other sinners that they may know that their day is coming. Too late will sinners realize that they have sold their birthright. The crown that they might have had shines upon the brow of another. The inheritance that they might have had is lost. Beware how you trifle with temptation. Beware how you boast of your strength. Christ is your everlasting strength. Confide in God, lay hold of His strength, and He will bring you off conqueror and you will wear the crown of victory. See also,